Good morning. Welcome to worship. Is the sound up enough? You're good? All right. Someone in the back pew has given the thumbs up. I'm going to take that as good. Well, welcome to worship at Stavanger, and special welcome to any visitors, and particularly we want to welcome our guests today. Lauren Tungseth and his wife Sharon are here. Lauren's representing Gideon's, and he'll be bringing a message today. And thank you for coming, and we look forward to hearing about the ministry of the Gideons. Just to highlight our announcements, Shady Oak Bible Study continuing this Wednesday at 7. To talk to Pastor Giovanni if you're interested in being part of that. The Deacon Board is meeting this Thursday at September 2nd at 7 p.m. And Church Board meets, please note that it's a Tuesday next week, not Monday, because of Labor Day. And kickoff Sunday, beginning of Sunday school for all ages is September 12th, coming right up. And there is plans for meal and things after that. So just put that on your calendar. And I understand it's somebody's birthday today. You know, we're on YouTube here, so we don't want to embarrass anybody overtly. We'll just point someone right there, sitting by herself. You can greet her after the service in person. You're welcome. Those be the announcements. Are there any others that should be made? We'll call that good for now then. Well, our purpose for gathering today is to worship our Lord, to hear his word, and to start to call to worship. I'll read from Psalm 119. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light, it gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from human oppression, that I may obey your precepts. Make your face shine on your servant and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending the rain and the sun upon the earth to renew life. We thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to renew our lives, to give us eternal life. And so may his name, may your name be praised this time today as we gather here. Bless all who have gathered, Lord, that we may hear your word and be refreshed. And Lord, go from this place as your servants to share that word in action and in what we say and think, that others might be turned to you, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us confess our sins using the words of the confession printed in your bulletin or on the screen in front of you. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Congregation may be seated. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. And if there are any additional prayer concerns you wish to share, yes. Yes, yes, we certainly will be praying for the situation in Afghanistan, for those who are trying to leave and those who are trying to help them, and the families, others. Okay, let us pray. Lord, we thank you for so many blessings that we take for granted each day, Lord, food to eat, secure community, and so many freedoms which we enjoy, so many blessings. Lord, we recognize that these come from you, ultimately, and we thank you for them. We pray, Lord, for our leaders, our civic leaders in this community, in our state, in the nation. We pray, Lord, you would grant them wisdom and guidance. We pray you'd provide them with good counsel as they make decisions. We pray, Lord, that justice and righteousness would prevail in these very turbulent, difficult times. We pray, Lord, for the safety of all who serve the public as in law enforcement and first responders and medical professions, teachers, and others who serve the common good, Lord, as a school returns and begins again. We pray for all of them, Lord, including, Lord, we pray for those in the country of Afghanistan, Lord, who are trying to leave, who are threatened whose safety and lives are at stake here. We pray, Lord, that you would protect them and provide them a safe way out. We pray for those who are working to evacuate people. And Lord, we pray for the restraint of evil, for those who intend to do harm. We pray for conversions, Lord. We know you are turning many to you, Lord, to follow you, to follow Jesus in the Muslim world, Lord. You are calling many to yourself, and we pray you would continue to do so, Lord. We pray for the conversion of those who are threatening harm. And we pray, Lord, that you would help us as believers to remain steadfast, trusting in you, turning to you, praying to you, Lord, in our time of need, in our time of distress, whatever it may be. Lord, we pray for those who face physical ailments, Lord, or injuries, who are receiving medical treatment. We pray for healing. We pray for restoration. We pray for hope and comfort and provision, whatever is needed, Lord. We pray for those who struggle with loneliness and depression, who are uncertain of their financial situation, Lord. In all these, we pray for your provision and for your peace, and that you would help us, Lord, as believers to be attentive to those around us, Lord, seeing how we might bless others in your name. So, Lord, we lift up these prayers to you, trusting you for them, for the answers, Lord. And we pray together as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we pray too for Lauren Tungseth as he shares with us what you are doing through the ministry of the Gideons, and pray your blessing on him and his message today and the ministry of the Gideons around the world. Lord, may your word continue to go forth and bear fruit for your kingdom. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Lauren, invite you to come forward.
Thank you, Pastor. I decided to take my jacket off. It was getting a little warm, and I looked around, didn't see any Gideon police around. I'd get gigged for not wearing a jacket. So, I feel a real connection to this congregation in a lot of ways. I just grew up about 3 miles straight west of here on a farm by the Pelican River. I came here with my dad. I remember one time coming to hear an evangelist back in the maybe late 50s, early 60s. And also, I think my dad preached here several times. He was a dairy farmer and a lay preacher and preached in many of the country churches around the area. Also, my cousin, Bill Helland, I think you're familiar with. Bill was your pastor here for a long time. Bill's mother and my mother were sisters, so Bill was my first cousin. I just saw Bill a week or two ago. So good connections with Stavanger Church. Well, we're glad to be here for the Gideons and share the message of what God is doing through the Gideon ministry. Get out of here. Hey, drop that. Bring that back. Those are the words of a man named Guillermo Zapata. One rainy day in Peru, in the village that he was living in, He was desperately bailing water out of his house through the open front door, and all of a sudden a filthy, wet dog ran in the door. Gil had come to know the Lord through the ministry of the Gideons and had a Gideon testament laying on his end table, and the dog picked up that testament and ran out the door. Well, Gil ran after him and tried to retrieve his Bible, but as he was chasing the dog went into the shack of a witch doctor, an own witch doctor in that village. Well, Gil decided to give it up rather than enter that evil place of that witch doctor. Then an amazing story of how God can use even a filthy, wet dog to reach people with his word. 2 weeks later, the witch doctor showed up at Gil's door. Now, Gil had been working there as an engineer in that village, and he had put out a sign that he would give Bible lessons to anyone who wanted. He would have Bible studies with them. The witch doctor knocked on Gil's door and said he would like to have a Bible study. He said that one rainy evening a couple weeks ago, an ugly dog had run into his shack and brought a little blue book into his hut. The witch doctor opened it and happened to go to Psalm 115, where he read about idol worship and idolatry. Gil shared God's amazing love with the witch doctor and the forgiving grace. The witch doctor accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior and then went out and led his whole family to the Lord. And the story didn't end there. As the witch doctor shared with his family, he eventually introduced Gil to his niece. And Gil married the witch doctor's niece, and they serve in a village as pastor in a village in Peru at the time of this story. The Gideons International receives many incredible testimonies like this one on a regular basis. And that's why we serve, to see people turn to Christ. For many of you, when you hear the name Gideons, you probably think about the Bibles you see in hotels and motels. But the Gideons International is so much more than that. Since 1899, when the Gideons International was formed, our object has been to win people to Christ by helping Christian business and professional men strengthen their testimony and increase their influence for Christ. And strengthening our testimonies, we and our wives place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life, places like hotels and hospitals and nursing homes. And we also give testaments to students and college, in schools and colleges, and to prisoners and to police, fire, and medical personnel, as well as men and women in the armed forces. Today we're organized in over 200 countries around the world where we have Gideon members there sharing God's word with people in those countries. And we publish the scriptures in more than 100 different languages. Last year, by God's grace and with your help as a supporting congregation, we touched over 70 million people with a copy of God's word, and we began placing those Bibles and giving out scriptures back in 1908. So over 100 years we've been doing that, and our partnership with churches like yours has enabled us to place and distribute more than 3 billion scriptures since we began over a century ago. I'm going to play a video now, a testimony video that testifies to the impact of just one Gideon Place testament and the effect that's had not only on the person in the video. The man speaking in the video is giving his testimony at our International Gideon Convention a few years ago. But it also has had an effect on hundreds of people that he has ministered to over the years. And it shows also that God doesn't just use the Gideons. He uses that partnership of the Gideons and churches and pastors as we share the word. So if Brenda would go ahead and play the video.
When I was 16 years old, I was leaving the parking lot of my high school in Clearwater, Kansas, a small rural town of about 1,500 people. And as I was exiting, there stood a Gideon, and he handed me this exact copy of God's Word on my way out. As I drove away, I was probably that typical teenager that many of you have stood before and placed a Bible in hands at times and thought to yourself, he'll never read it, and he'll never do anything with it. And the honest truth is, I had no intention whatsoever of ever reading it or ever doing anything with it. I was only 16, but my life had already begun to spiral out of control. I was deeply addicted to drugs, and drug use was a normal part of my activities. By the time I was a senior in high school, it's fair to say that as I stand before you and before the Lord, to the best of my recognition, I used drugs every day of high school, before school, during school, and after school. I remember overdosing my senior year at about 8:15 a.m. in the morning, waking up in the nurse's office with people hovering over me, thinking to myself, how did your life get so out of control? But even then, I didn't pick this up. Somehow I graduated and continued to do the very thing that was bringing me down. I was selling drugs in a larger capacity, using needles on a regular basis, drinking to blackout stage at night. And there came a time when I was 20 years old, laying in bed after a series of events that had just a horrible evening. And I remember laying there. It was early in the morning and I couldn't go to sleep. And I thought to myself, maybe you ought to just kill yourself. I had lost all respect for myself. I had concluded what most of the world had concluded long ago, and that was that this world would be better without people like me. As I sat there and for the first time honestly contemplated killing myself, I cannot tell you why, but the thought occurred to me, what if hell is a real place? I had never been a believer. I had not believed in God. I had not believed in heaven or hell, but I thought, what if hell exists? And I knew if it did, that's where I was going to go. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to prove that this isn't true. And 4 years after this was placed in my hands, I cannot tell you why I still had it. I cannot tell you how I kept it. But it was there. And I opened it up and I began to read, and I just started at the front because I didn't know where else to start. And I only got to page 16 in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 where it says, ask and it shall be given you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. I read that and I thought that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Because I fall into the category of everyone. And there are no stipulations on what you can ask. And though I had been in a lot of dangerous situations by this stage in my life, I had never prayed. And I knelt and prayed for the first time in my life. And I said, God, if you're even real, if you can even hear me, I'm giving you 30 days to show me yourself. Now, I knew the promise said that I had to seek and I had to knock. And so I tried to do everything that I thought you would do if you were seeking God, and I tried to quit doing bad things that supposedly sinners did, and I started going to church. I knew I couldn't claim I was seeking God and knocking if I wasn't going to church. The first 2 weeks, I didn't know where else to go but my hometown, and I went, and it was so cold. I was a convicted criminal by the time, and people in my town knew who I was, but I'll never forget the fact that I was truly seeking God and how rejected I felt at that time. And I decided I'd go somewhere where nobody knew me. And the third week, I went to a church and sat through service. And at the end of service, there was an old lady in her 70s. Her name was Nadine Ledbetter. And she tapped me on the shoulder and she said, son, is this the first time you've ever been here? And I said, yes, ma'am, it is. And she said, would you come back? She didn't say anything about my clothing. I had on what was indicative of gangster clothing, the baggiest jeans I could find with letters running down the side and a football shirt on and my hair down to my shoulders and a tongue ring in and an earring in. She said nothing about any of it. She just said, would you come back? And I remember leaving and thinking, that was odd. Did she not see how I look? But the first person to ever invite me to church was this 72-year-old lady. And I thought, I want to go back. So I went back the next week and I saw a man preach with passion I had never seen before. I could, for the first time in my life, I could tell without any question, this man believes this. You cannot preach with that passion if you don't believe it. And I wasn't ready to agree with him yet, but I was just moved by the fact I knew he believed this. And he walked by me when he was preaching, and the best way that I can describe what I saw in the twinkling of his eye was compassion and love and boldness and fire. And when I saw it, something moved in my soul, and I said to myself, I don't know what that man has, but I want it. And at that moment, it's the first time in my life I heard God speak. I had forgot that it had been nearly 4 weeks earlier when I had told God that I wanted him to show himself to me in 30 days. I had forgot really why I was there. But at that moment when I said, whatever that man has, I want it. I heard God speak. And here's what he said. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. To him who seeks, he will find. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. And I knelt and I prayed, and I didn't know the sinner's prayer. All I could say was, I'm sorry. And I said it over and over and over again. And I got up from that altar, a changed, born-again man who has never looked back, delivered immediately of drugs and alcohol. And my life was changed in a moment. Since that time, God's called us into the full-time ministry. I pastor a church. We've seen many, many people who could stand and testify to the same life-changing power of Christ that I've experienced in our church. And this evening, I want to leave you with this. My life is a product of someone putting the written word of God in my hand, an older lady showing me the love of God and inviting me back to church, and a preacher preaching the word of God in the power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. I want to remind you that you're in an eternal business. The ministry of the Gideons is a ministry about souls. Not just changing the world as we know it and not just reaching the world for today, but changing time and eternity. I want to encourage you to never forget the power of God's word to work all by itself. In a moment in my life when I had no Christian parents and no Christian uncles or aunts and no Christian cousins and no Christian grandparents and no Christian influence whatsoever in my life and nowhere to turn. Thank God that some Gideon stood on a street and put this in my hand as I was driving by at 16 years old. The power of God's word and the power of God's love is enough to get the job done. It bridges all gaps in all ages. And tonight, on behalf of the multitudes who will never have the opportunity to stand before you as I have and tell you their stories, I say thank you. God bless you. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. You are making a difference, and it is people like me that make it what you're doing fruitful, beneficial, and this ministry must go on. Thank you and God bless.
Testimonies like that that keep us going as Gideons, and seeing how God works together with churches and pastors, and we're just one link in that chain of events that took place in Pastor Emberson's life. And because we strive side by side with you, testimonies like that are the fruit of your ministry here at Stavanger Church as well. And as you pray and give to the providing of God's Word, those testimonies continue to happen. So thank you. And because of you, 2 to 3 people are confronted with the message of salvation every time your heart beats. That over 70 million scriptures that are handed out each year, if you divide that down by 365 days and 24 hours a day and 60 minutes and 60 seconds, there's between 2 and 3 every second that are handed out around the world. As an organization, we come alongside churches to support their ministries by investing in their men and in ultimately strengthening the local church. The Gideons is a men's ministry. We minister to each other in the Gideons and help ourselves to grow, each other to grow in God's Word and in our service to Him. Since 1899, the Gideons have been and continue to be men who stand on the Bible's authority for every aspect of our lives. Thank you for allowing us to align together to proclaim the good news. Thank you for providing the Word of God as you give to the Gideons, not only locally but globally, reaching the lost in the remote areas of the globe, but also right here at home. We're grateful that you would continue to pray regularly for our ministry. We need a strong base of prayer support, knowing that we have a God who is able to answer exceedingly abundantly beyond anything we can ask or think. So thank you for praying, and pray that our testimony and that of this church would impact our homes and our workplaces, our neighborhoods, and our communities, not only here but around the world. Pray that God would draw each of us closer as we seek Him daily for those opportunities to proclaim to others the hope of the gospel message. Pray for how God might possibly use you as a member or a friend of the Gideons, and I have information on how you can become a member for business and professional men, or if you don't fit into that category, you can become a friend of the Gideons. I have information on that. To grow your testimony for Christ in this community in that way. As you pray for how you might be used, we'd simply invite you to be obedient to God's leading. Could God use you to provide the word for souls in need today? Understanding that throughout Scripture, the local church has been the conduit of God's resourcing of mission efforts, we would join you in praying for how the Holy Spirit might lead you to make the word available. The average cost of placing a scripture in a waiting hand now, and we see those who have gone on international scripture blitzes, see hundreds of children reaching out their hands to receive a testament. Many times that's their textbook in school, or they've never had their own book of any kind, let alone a Bible. About $125 will buy a box of 100 testaments to be given out to school children or college students somewhere in the world. And bear in mind that many people will never have the word unless it's given to them for free. One great way to purchase Bibles is to use these memorial Bible cards. I know that you have a rack in the back of your church. These cards are available. Sharon has several cards with her this morning. You can have one as you go out the door. But to give a Bible in memory or in honor of someone, and We use them quite regularly, and we receive many comments and thank yous of what it meant to people that someone would buy a Bible in their name. So we encourage you to use them and take those with. They're free, and you can use them to buy Bibles. If you'd like to buy Bibles for distribution this morning, I'll be at the door as you leave. $5 buys a Bible for Gideon's to place somewhere in the world. And I like to say that this morning I'll give you the deal of 10 Bibles for $50. It's a real bargain. Your dollars go to buy Bibles and to get them shipped to where they go. We pay for all our administrative expenses out of dues that we pay as Gideon's. So your dollars go to buy the Bibles and to ship them to where they'll be placed. If you'd like to give this morning and didn't come prepared to give, there's an envelope in your bulletin, in the insert in your bulletin, that you can use that to mail your gift later if you'd like. And however you respond to the Lord in this regard, on behalf of the Gideons, Christian business and professional men, and their wives across the globe, whose joy it is to join you in this proclamation that Jesus alone saves, we say thank you. Finally, if you are a business or professional man who would like to associate with other like-minded men to strengthen your witness, please see me after the service, and I'll be glad to give you some more information. We don't twist any arms, but we like to have men and their wives come to join us who have been called by God to do this work. Thank you again for the opportunity to share about the worldwide ministry of the Gideons, and thank you for making the Gideons a part of your mission outreach here at Stavanger Church. I know you've been supporting the Gideons for many years. It's been a privilege to participate in your worship this morning as well. We thank you, Pastor Jewel, for having us here, and God bless your congregation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lauren, and thank you, Lauren and Sharon, for being here today. And as you mentioned, they'll be at the door as you leave after the service, and I don't know if you're going to have the open Bible offering as well available, but you can give and support the ministry of the Gideons in the ways that he mentioned. So, let us continue with our worship. Invite you to stand as you're able for our closing chorus.
Go now in peace, never be afraid. God will go with you each hour of every day. Go now in faith, steadfast, strong, and true. Know he will guide you in all you do. Go now in love and show you believe. Reach out to others so all the world can see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.